This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Mark Honf is off today. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. You're going to use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. And that certificate is not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon, with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is just general trivia. Our special guest today is real estate broker Mike Williamson. Mike, welcome to The Best of Investing.
Thank you.
All right. So I'm going to just ask you right off the top, what is the best time to buy or sell real estate?
That is certainly the most asked question I get asked a lot. And what buyers are looking for is they're looking for that Black Friday, the time when they don't have to think about it. They get out of bed in the morning, go out and buy a house. And it's not that easy. Sellers are trying to figure out, well, when should I put my house on the market and blah, 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 so they can wait till the last minute.
Sure.
Everyone's going to say summer's the best time to buy. Everyone's going to say summer's the best time to sell. And the fact is they're all wrong.
Okay.
They're just missing the whole point. And so if I was, they're going to really answer that question, I'd say, well, I'll look at my Magic Ball app on my phone at www.rinbrokersgroup.com. Available 99 cents a month right now. But really, seriously, they're just missing the whole point.
So when is the best time?
Well,
or is there a best time?
It all boils down around the center of our universe these days, our big screen TV. Super Bowl weekend, the weekend after Super Bowl, is the most popular, the most busiest open house of the year.
Yeah, I got to figure the wives have been saying, hey, honey, we got to be looking for houses. You go, hey, not while football is on.
No more excuses. Yeah. Nope, you can drag them out there and... And you got, a month or so until baseball starts up.
Wait a minute. When's curling season?
Season. Every 4 years during the Olympics.
That's right.
Right? For
Which
2 weeks.
Which was actually, this was very exciting. I got to say, this last curling season was pretty good.
For some of us.
For some. Well, for the United States, it was good.
Then what happens is that the market starts heating up. More houses come on the market. A month or so of, flurry overbidding. Prices start going up. Mid-spring, we kind of peak out. Maybe prices historically will peak around June. Mm-hmm. And at that point, summer, July comes around, people are on vacation. The people who really want to buy, the husbands that got dragged out, now they're in baseball. Yeah. It's time. They've already bought. So by July, August, it's the buyers are, the people that are the deal hunters, the people just didn't want to pay and they want that special deal.
Or maybe the job change and they just had to move.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
I know during early November, people are thinking about Thanksgiving and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That's
but,
what it,
but it dies, but there's less inventory too. So those people who really want to buy.
Right.
I mean, I guess it, probably statistically, it just shows that volume is down, right?
Yeah, and also it seems like it's up to each individual person's situation, too, in terms of whether or not it's a good time
to
buy or sell,
right? I'm saving that till the end.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Let's steal your thunder.
Bye, everybody.
That's
the quickest show ever.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
That's true, and keep that in mind, because that really what it boils down to is the best timing is what's right for you. But, there's a lot of other factors, too.
Yeah.
So, if you want to get into it, there's the big picture.
Which we'll get into in the next segment, because we want to keep the audience kind of hanging on there to hear,
what's
the big picture?
What's the big picture, there is history involved. So, and stats and stuff like that to kind of, other than my app,
Other than your app.
Which is running out, right?
But do you have an app for this, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, cool.
I got a spreadsheet I've been keeping for about, 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
good
right.
Data source.
Spreadsheets. Yeah, they've been around 30 years.
Mm-hmm. For Marin or
Marin
Bay
County.
Area?
Yeah, Marin County.
That's
I do
great.
San Francisco, North Bay by, special demand.
Yep.
But I like to you know, have all my clients, everybody I know should have a real expert representing them. And if I'm not an expert, I'll send you out.
Okay. So you have been in the business quite a while.
Too long. Yeah.
I know. You remember when houses were like $100,000, and when it broke the $100,000 mark? I remember those days.
Yeah.
That's the top of the market. It'll never get any higher than that.
Yeah. Who would pay more than $100,000 for a house?
I could sell 20 houses and barely make $20,000. Yeah. You know, really.
Well, that's the other thing is that, you know, the broker's commissions, you know, obviously if they're based on just a percentage of the house, they're having a nice field day, you know, when the houses are going up $1,200,000.
Yeah, also gets very competitive, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's easy and fast money, and there's a lot of people get into it. But those old troopers kind of ride up and down and up and down.
Sure.
Yep.
Tell you what, hey, we're going to cut to our first commercial break, talking general trivia here. What was the first flavor of Lifesavers? Right? Lifesavers have been around a while, and now they have all those fruity flavors and all that kind of stuff. What was the first flavor? Call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that free 5-pack tanning certificate, which, by the way, is worth over $100. Got to get your groove on. Got to get your tan on, right?
I mean, it's that time of year.
It's that time of year. Yeah, get your tan. Go to Tan Bella. Two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. I think they were voted best in Marin, which is very nice. Again, we'll ask the trivia question one more time. What was the first flavor of Lifesavers? All right, call 888-912-1190. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you're going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
It's no secret that the wealthiest people in the world often use real estate to become rich. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate. This is not a REIT. It's a mortgage-backed investment where you earn like the banks. Look around. Tell me who's bold enough to promote annual yields of 7.5% or more. Call Pacific Private Money and join thousands of other Bay Area investors who have watched their income grow. A 7.5% return secured with Bay Area real estate is certainly worth looking into. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com. Or call 415-883-2150. PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Whitewater rafting is the ultimate team sport. And since 1972, Mother Lode River Center has been running river trips from mild to wild on the American River, California's most popular whitewater rafting destination. The company has taken thousands of happy guests downriver while maintaining the industry's best safety record. Mother Lode River Center is California's original whitewater resort, spanning half a mile of gorgeous riverfront. An ideal choice for birthday parties, family vacations, or an adventurous day out with friends. Mother Lode is the only rafting outfitter with an on-site zip line and high ropes challenge course. Exciting new offerings this season include the Best of the Gold Country package with whitewater rafting, zip lining, gold panning, overnight accommodations, and meals combined for the ultimate weekend of fun. Book your trip today by calling 530-626-4187 or visit us at malode.com, malode.com. See you on the river.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you concerned about volatility in the stock market? Have low interest rates got you wondering if you'll ever earn enough to retire? Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Clients of Pacific Private Money earn yields averaging 8%, secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. Now, this is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment producing yields averaging 8%. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing. For more information, call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com. That's 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and our special guest, Mike Williamson. First commercial trivia question was, what was the first flavor of Lifesavers? And our guest, Mike Williamson, knows the answer.
Peppermint.
Peppermint. That is correct. Very good. So I want to make a quick mention here for the River Terrace Inn. Experience the best that Napa has to offer, a perfect combination of wine country, serenity, and urban hospitality at the River Terrace Inn. It features luxurious accommodations, personalized service, and a serene riverfront setting. It's within easy walking distance to various tasting rooms, shopping, and restaurants, as well as many nightlife options. Check them out at theriverterraceinn.com. So, Mike, we're talking real estate here, and I wanted to ask you, what about the big picture?
Well, the big picture, meaning time-wise, it's like everything, the thing that people want to know isn't the thing that they need to know. And like the phrase history repeats itself was really true for the past, most of the last 50 years. In 1961, the market just kind of cruised till it hit like 63, 64, 65, started climbing.
I mean, 65,000?
Just
64 years.
1965.
Oh, gotcha.
It got up, started turning, making that point. And by 71, it was going straight up, and it just peaked, flattened out. 71, same thing. 72, 73, up. At 81, struggling straight up, peaked, leveled off. 81 to 91, same curve.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
91 to 2001, same curve. 2001, we hit. You expect it to go to the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Wrong. Deregulation flooded the market with lots of loans and all this stuff, which flooded the market with buyers, a lot of buyers, limited supply. Basic economics, prices go up. They skyrocketed, as we know, hit 2007, crashed. And then they, 2011, when we think the next cycle would have hit, we kind of hadn't really gotten any much appreciation in that 2001 to 2011 price thing. So it's still going up. And arguably, you could say that we still have a little growth left because we're still... we're still growing, for one.
Right.
I mean, I'm hearing like towards the end of 2019 is when things are going to kind of peak.
Well, it depends. I mean, I can argue that the thing is it's not just real estate anymore. It's the stock market. It's politics. It's world politics.
Yeah.
It's everything going on. And again, my crystal ball just doesn't have that on the app.
It's a lot easier to look back in time
and
say.
I can argue the prices may go up, and everything seems to show that now. But a stock market crash, I mean, the stock's already, the biggest stock
bubble
is, I mean, they're the biggest companies, they're not even trying to make a profit, true? They're like, well, we're after eyeballs. We're not even, our mission isn't to make a profit. We're just trying to get a lot of people. Zillow. Trulia,
But eventually you have to turn a profit or else you go out of business.
You'd think
right.
so.
That was back in same as 2000, 2001 with the first sort of bubble.
History repeats itself again, huh? Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know. It seems like a lot of the startups or the venture capital is keeping an eye on companies and making sure that they actually aren't growing spare no expense, just get the eyeballs. It seems like they're maybe more diligent this time.
You hope that. Yeah.
You hope.
Seems,
yeah.
Well, like Greenspan said, let the markets dictate themselves. Well, that would work great if there wasn't corruption.
Right.
Yeah.
Deregulation meant legalization of everything that they did and got wiped out.
That's
so, if there's eyeballs watching them that know what they're doing.
It reminds me of all with all the, the pyramid schemes and, all the Ponzi schemes that go on, and people, every 10 years it seems like people just a new one pops
that's
up
our
and people
memory,
totally forget about it. Yeah,
the dementia cycle.
Exactly. That cryptocurrency.
I have a cryptocurrency story that I was at a mortgage event, California Association of Mortgage Professionals, and one of the topics now that you're hearing more of is cryptocurrency or blockchain in lending. So there was a mortgage broker who actually closed a first loan. Now, technically, it wasn't really through through Bitcoin, but essentially what they did was they converted Bitcoin to US dollars and then completed the purchase of a property.
So how did they sell Bitcoin?
Yeah, they sold their interest in Bitcoin, which you can do convert to US.
I mean, but that's just like selling stocks,
exactly.
Taking the cash and buying. So that's not really Bitcoin.
Yeah, but they were trying to get as much mileage out of the story as they could, saying, you know, we're the first transaction to be done using Bitcoin.
That's not true. They did not do the transaction using Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's not true at all.
Converting currency, essentially, is what they did.
Yeah, but I mean, again, you could sell an oil painting, if a Van Gogh painting, and go, yep, we're doing this through Van Gogh. No, you're not. You just sold an asset.
Exactly.
For cars. It could be any asset you sell.
So technically, they didn't.
Correct.
Right? But one way to look at it is to say, Bitcoin does have value at a point in time when you convert it to US dollars.
Yeah, that's true.
And then use that to complete the transaction. But the other thing, though, too, is could the IRS come back later and say, hey, you may have a tax consequence for the Bitcoin
absolutely.
Because of the appreciation you never
absolutely.
Pay for it. So there's exposure on that.
Short-term capital gains all day long.
Yeah, or long-term if they held it over a year.
Yeah.
But right now it's not regulated. So
it doesn't matter whether it's regulated. It's regulated from that end of it, from the IRS or Congress.
It shows up on your bank statement.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially if you've bought it at one price and sold it at another, then boom, you've got a capital gain right there.
Well, so that was the other part of the story that wasn't discussed is, what kind of tax consequences is that person going to face? Or did they pay taxes at the time?
I don't understand why people don't understand it. Yeah. Gee, I bought IBM at 100 and I sold it at 300 and I took the 300 and I bought a house with it. Do I have to pay tax on the on the selling of IBM? Yeah.
Well, right now, it's not very well regulated.
Everything is regulated via the IRS gains.
Even your winnings at Reno.
Yes, exactly.
Tax.
That part's regulated. It may be Bitcoin through, you know, FINRA or the SEC may be a different story.
Right.
Give me some of the more of those peanut M&Ms.
Edward's getting worked up here.
I know. I'm getting all excited. I think it's the sugar that's in the peanut butter M&Ms. Yeah.
So it's a cautionary tale. Although it could be technically it wasn't really done through Bitcoin.
It wasn't
an exchange. There could be some tax consequences.
Story just makes me angry because they're not telling the truth. All right, tell you what, just because of that, we're going to go to another commercial break. And let's calm down now and ask our trivia question. What ingredient?
Never.
Yeah, how do you like the way I just shift gears like that? Pretty good, huh?
That was.
I'm getting so angry. Calm down.
Take a walk around the block.
I think my wife would appreciate it if I calmed down like this, too. Second trivia question. What ingredient must French vanilla ice cream have in it to distinguish it from regular vanilla ice cream? That's our trivia question. What's the ingredient that distinguishes French vanilla ice cream from regular vanilla ice cream?
I don't know the answer, but
it's Pepe Le Pew, the Frenchman. No. All right, call 888-912-1190 if you know that answer. If you're the first one, you'll win that free 5-pack tanning certificate, which is worth over $100. And if you don't want to use it, give it to someone who does. They're very open about that. All right. Trivia question again is, what ingredient must French vanilla ice cream have in it to distinguish it from regular vanilla? All right, call 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing. You'll be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, their clients are doing just that. For almost a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more secured by Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on their savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing. For more information, call them at 415-883-2150 or visit their website at pacificprivatemoney.com. You've probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where the real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% or more secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured, high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Hi, this is Mark Hanf, president of Pacific Private Money. How would you like to earn 8% or more per year in today's low-interest rate environment? At Pacific Private Money, we've been paying more than 8%. How do we do that? Well, we lend money secured by real estate, almost exclusively in California and primarily in the Bay Area. We keep our loans very conservative by keeping the loan portfolio under 70%. In fact, we are actually less than 60% loan-to-value right now. There's no fee to get in and no fee to get out if you stay in for 2 years. Call us now at 415-883-2150 for more information or go to PacificMoneyFund.com.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and Mike Williamson. Second trivia question was, what ingredient must French vanilla ice cream have in it to distinguish it from regular vanilla? And strychnine is not the answer. Go ahead. What is the answer?
Love.
Yeah.
Amour. Amore.
Amore. No. Eggs.
Eggs.
Oh, eggs.
Okay.
Hey, I finally got one past you guys. Oh, I already got that. Okay. Now that I've calmed down after giving my little rant about
crypto. he's getting worked up again.
Don't rant me up again. I want to make a little mention here for whitewater rafting is the ultimate team sport. And since 1972, Motherlode River Center has been running river trips from mile to wild on the American River, California's most popular whitewater rafting destination. An ideal choice for birthday parties, family vacations, or an adventurous day out with the friends. We should do that as a company, right?
That's fun,
yeah.
Actually.
Motherlode is the only rafting outfitter with an on-site zip line and high ropes challenge course. Check them out, 530-626-4187, or visit them at Malode, that's MALODE.com. All right, so Nam, you have an article that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, there was an article, I think it was in the Business Insider recently, where they interviewed a real estate brokerage in Manhattan, and the question was, you know, what's going on in the market? How are you seeing values affected? And the broker was mentioning how the top end real estate is actually being affected by Uber and Lyft.
In a good way or a bad way?
It depends on how you look at it. So essentially, how it was affecting real estate in Manhattan is homes that were near transportation centers had a premium because of proximity to transportation.
Okay.
But now with Uber and Lyft and the ability to immediately get, you know, a ride,
yeah.
it made neighborhoods sort of, as the broker put it, became neighborhood agnostic.
Gotcha.
Meaning now that you could get transportation on demand from anywhere. Then the cachet of moving close to transit was no longer as...
That.
So you started actually seeing prices stabilize or flatten in some of these, what previously were really attractive properties because they were close to transportation.
Well, and then the ones that are maybe a little further out might go up in value because you can get anywhere.
And where people are choosing to live, at least in a really condensed area like Manhattan.
Yeah.
So could that affect... It would probably see that effect in other markets in San Francisco, certainly.
Well, it's going to affect Marin County with our train.
Mm-hmm.
Just the traffic alone impact has been pretty substantial. Downtown San Rafael is going up six stories. It's going high density.
Yeah.
That's going to affect traffic, which will attract desirability. So will people ride public transportation? That'll affect value. So it's something we should probably watch.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a quick question for Smart Train. I don't know if you follow that. How has that been in terms of ridership? Does anyone know?
Every time I look at it, the trains are empty.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that the ridership was what they had projected. But
I've been a doomsayer all the time, saying, "Well, it's going to be the train that goes from nowhere to nowhere for nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll become an epic like wine train going Mondays or Sundays and Saturdays."
Well, that's why I look at it. Is first of all, okay, take people who are, let's say, a contractor. Contractor can't take all his tools and go from place. He's got to have a truck. Okay, that's just one profession. You know, I always said this: if you're like, if we're in West Virginia and we all work for the mining company at 9 to 5, that's fine. But you get, it's in some cases, like if you want to go from one part of Marin to San Francisco, you got to take your car to go to take a train to take a ferry to take another. I mean, how do you, I don't get it.
I'm undecided because we have two people in our office who are taking the train now from up north. So that's 20% of our workforce.
Well,
right there,
I think in the big picture, it makes sense. I've been kind of almost a proponent of high density or at least mild density and you know, bring the workers to San Rafael. But the problem is the people that work in San Rafael can't afford the rents just, you know, by a long shot.
But then how do you get to the transit center? Do you take a bicycle?
There's no parking by the transit center, but San Rafael's attitude is, well, we'll see what happens. And I go, well, I guess if there's no riders, then you're not going to worry about it. But I'm actually seeing riders. And I know I sit at that stoplight watching the train go by, and there's, you know, there's
lots
of heads. I guess there's times of the day that's fairly full, especially now they serve wine and beer or something. But
I just get frustrated.
I think there's
going to
be people riding. Yeah. But I think the fact is, even at full capacity, full time of the day, it still doesn't make financial sense.
No.
But it doesn't matter because they've got federal funding for it, you know, which is all the big.
Well, but then they come back to us taxpayers and, so vote for another bond measure here and another sales tax here. Come on.
Guaranteed.
It's for the kids.
Guaranteed it's going to happen. It's already, you know.
Marin has never seen a tax it didn't like. That always votes for a tax. Hey, Nam, before we cut to another break, tell us about a deal of the week. I understand there's a kind of a neat one.
Yeah, I think we had one in the North Bay that we recently closed. It was a property that the borrowers were purchasing for $800. Yep. But get this, they put $600,000 down. So they
only needed a $200,000 mortgage. Why couldn't they go to the bank?
Yeah, because it was a gift, and they didn't have enough fund seasoning for a bank to say, okay, you've held these funds for long enough to be able to provide the loan for $200 to them.
Isn't that amazing?
The lack of common sense factor. It's the little checky box. You know, the little loan processors got to check this box, check that box, and they get all the boxes checked. Now, they'll loan, like, nothing down to a person that doesn't have a job or has an income.
Yeah.
But with, you know, 75% down, oh, no, it doesn't, you know. It
doesn't pencil out.
Yeah.
Boy, so you guys made that loan.
Yeah, and then we have a few more. I mean, right now, this time of year, we just did a presentation. Yeah. We talked about this last week, where it's a seller's market, and a lot of these sellers they know they can sell their home, but they don't know if they're going to find a home to move into. And then the timing of both, being able to sell to use the proceeds for the purchase, is another stress point for them. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of bridge loan requests.
A lot of people aren't selling their house because they're afraid of that.
Yeah.
And that and the taxes and all the stuff. But
well, I'll tell you, when we come back from break, explain how if the audience is hearing those kinds of conservative stories and want to participate, because you guys pay a pretty good rate of return to the investors for ones who want to get into the conservative loans like that.
Yes.
Trivia question number three. What was the answer to the trivia question? This is a trivia question within a trivia question. What was the answer to the trivia question in the very first Got Milk commercial in 1993? Remember, you know the commercials say Got Milk, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so there was
a lips thing.
Yeah, exactly. So what was the answer to the trivia question that was asked on the very first Got Milk commercial in 1993?
Oh my gosh.
Call 888-912-1190. As soon as you hear this one, you go, oh yeah, I remember that commercial. 888-912-1190. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing is going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
For almost a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Their clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is not a REIT. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying over 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Experience the best Napa Valley has to offer. A perfect combination of wine country serenity and urban hospitality at one of Napa Valley's most luxurious hotels, the River Terrace Inn. Less than an hour's drive from San Francisco and the Bay Area, the River Terrace Inn offers the perfect Napa retreat and is the perfect home base for exploring the wine country in Napa Valley. The River Terrace Inn features luxurious accommodations, personalized services, and a serene riverfront setting. And it's within easy walking distance to various tasting rooms, shopping, and restaurants. Their own Alba restaurant offers riverfront dining and a menu that highlights shareable, seasonal items that feature local products and natural ingredients. The River Terrace Inn is a spectacular setting for wine country vacation getaways. It's also an ideal place to host meetings or special events. For a change of pace, set aside time in your travel plans to experience the charms of wine country at the River Terrace Inn. Book your stay at riverterraceinn.com.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nomfon. Mark Honf is off today, and our special guest, Mike Williamson. Trivia question number three. What was the answer to the trivia question in the very first Got Milk commercial in 1993? The answer? Aaron Burr. Remember the guy who shot Hamilton, and the guy sees the painting on the wall, but because he's got a cookie in his mouth, he can't correctly pronounce Aaron Burr?
I don't remember that. No, not at all.
He's trying to win something, and he hears it on TV, and he's ready to call in.
Oh, okay, a little bit.
The answer is Aaron Burr, because he's got a mouthful of cookie.
Learn something every day in this business.
That's a very important stat. Yeah. Okay. So, in the last segment, you were explaining one of these very conservative loans that Pacific Private Money made to a borrower. And if I'm the audience and I'm listening and I say, gosh, I'd love to participate in something like that. I mean, what kind of rate would I earn?
As a borrower or as an investor?
No, as an investor.
As an investor, you would earn 7.5% to 8%. I mean, that's what we've been paying since 2013 when we started the fund, and it's now over $40 million. So we've been really consistent in paying a return of 7.5% to 8% annualized. A little higher if you're reinvesting. We have more deal flow than capital. So we're in a great spot. But having said that, we're always looking to raise capital as well. So we have fund events. Our next one is May 31st here at our office. Here in Novato, 1555 Grant Avenue. If you want to attend, give us a call, 415-883-2150, or go to our website, www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
Okay. So. And by the way, Michael Williamson, people have questions for you about real estate because you kind of a lot of stats.
I've been accused of that, amongst other things. I'll take the stats one.
Let's go there. How do people get a hold of you if they have questions? Will you let people call you?
Michael Williamson, 415-713-2223. Did I actually do that?
Yeah, yes, you did.
That's my cell phone. Mike Williamson, SEN, at gmail.com. And you can find out lots of stuff, that my insider secrets, on my marinbrokersgroup.com. Got a lot of videos of, you know, my best friends and people that amaze me with what they know that I have missed in the last 35 years.
Well, and to ask you a question here, yeah. You have written down, is there such a thing as perfect timing?
Well, I'm not a perfection kind of guy. I'm a believer in pursuit of perfection. Let me just give you a story. Okay. I had some clients that outgrew their house in San Rafael, and they decided they want to buy a bigger house, and we went up and got an overbidding, and they got a new house, and now they're thinking, well, let's get ready to put our house on the market. And I'm going, you already got the loan without selling your house. What if you just keep it? The mortgage is going to give you, you're going to get positive cash flow, you're going to get some tax write-off, you're going to get depreciation, you sell it in 3 years, why not? And they said, okay, fine. So 3 years came up here lately, and they did everything just perfectly, timed the market perfectly, got the, they did everything they're supposed to do. Zillow had it on at, and now, back then it was worth about $7.75. Zillow now had it on like $8.54. We put it on $8.69. Got multiple offers, sold it for $9.35.
Wow.
Showing these people an extra $200,000 in appreciation alone, which peaked out their $500,000 personal exemption. That's about as close as I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Wow. How long ago was that?
Just a couple months ago.
Wow, that's great.
Wow. Huh. Not bad. Not bad at all. Hey, what other things affect the real estate cycle?
Okay, another good story. Election, if you haven't heard, there was an election a couple years ago. And of course, in our best source of news, Facebook, it's all over, still over. It's all about the election and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, the election was a surprise. It's like,
I thought Pat Paulson was going to win this time.
then the story probably wouldn't happen. Yeah. But maybe a couple weeks ago, the market just kind of, or weeks before the election, it started slowing down. After the election, it just froze. Nobody did anything. People took their properties off the market. Buyers just, deleted their brokers from their,
directories. It's just uncertainty. Yeah. Is that what the
What do they do? Well, again, it's not a surprise. You only had a couple choices, so you can kind of give yourself two options.
Sure.
No, it just froze the market, and then we had that huge storm. So politics definitely affects the market. It doesn't really matter which way it goes. It's just that politics will mess it up. And it happens just about every election or anything it goes. It's the unknown. Screeches in, like interest rates. If interest rates are going up and down or up and down, nobody will bunch. But if they're level, then they'll move. I mean, it's like if it goes up, well, I'm going to wait for it to come back down.
Right.
If it goes going down, well, I'm going to wait for it to hit the bottom. So,
I guess stability is what the market wants.
Yeah. So then January, February came around, we got those huge storms.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. And then,
Who wants to walk around in the rain?
Well, and we had a quieter
the world
Q1 last year.
That's part of the world. The rest of the world has rain. California kind of, it's a cloud outside. I'm staying in bed.
Well, but also, who wants to, be looking at houses in the rain? That's a little hard.
Well, people have been looking for a house for 2 years that haven't found it. You think they'd get, put on their galoshes and their hat and
Tornado.
Go out. But there wasn't any houses for sale either because it was just...
People just don't want to list
Who are thinking, I don't want people in my house when it's all wet and on their galoshes, my carpet.
Here's a big one that affects values. It's interest rates.
Now,
I bought a house in San Anselmo for $165,000.
What year?
1981.
Yeah.
So then in 2001, 2003 or something, I bought a house in Mill Valley for $565,000. Guess what my payments were on each house?
The same,
exactly.
Yeah.
So did that price go up because of appreciation or just the reduction in interest rates?
Sure.
The cost of buying.
I
don't know how to explain that fits into
the
our
payments are the same. Yeah. Because I remember, if you could get a 13% loan, you were like,
I was paying like 16 in 2001, and then maybe 5.5 or 6 or something like that.
The quote good old days when you could pay 16% on a mortgage.
Well, we could be looking at today as the good old days. So
that's true.
Yeah. So there's a lot of positives going on right now for real estate to continue to be, at least from an appreciation standpoint or activity wise, to be pretty stable, maybe won't go up as high as it had been on a percentage basis, but it's still kind of climbing up there in terms of values.
Well, a lot of it is the cost of living. Rents skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And it still makes financial sense for someone who's paying $4,000 a month to go out and buy a house.
Yeah.
If you look at...
It will say the down payment.
Yeah, 75% is all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you still can't get the loan. You can go out and finance, put a good down payment, a decent down payment, and it makes sense to do it. There are tax breaks and your rent and the pride of ownership and you're locking in your future residence and stuff. There's a whole bunch of factors,
so
still makes financial sense to do it. And so until that goes nuts, which it will, it has, and that's kind of what screeches the market just about every time is it just doesn't make sense. But and they're building lots of rentals.
Yeah.
South Bay is just going up. Santa Fe is going up.
Yeah. We had all the fire took out 5,500 homes.
So supply and demand.
Yeah.
Just basic economics, and you just can't argue that. If you raise the supply and lower the demand,
but
prices will come down.
But we're in a place where people, are NIMBYs and, don't right. want, I don't want to see all the construction. Yeah.
A job market. Yep. Apple's putting in 1 million square feet. They're not going anywhere.
Right.
San Francisco is basically a suburb of San Jose now. Really, I mean, the Silicon Valley goes all the way to Santa Rosa, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And there's people that are coming here by the buckets.
Yep. Yep.
Even though there's people moving out, a lot of people moving in. All right, tell you what, we're going to cut to our last commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have some closing comments on the best of investing. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190. 912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings or CDs? At Pacific Private Money, our clients have been earning annual rates of 8% and more. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the interest you earn using your savings or IRA, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at pacificmoneyfund.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's pacificmoneyfund.com or call us 415-883-2150.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Nam Phan and our special guest, Mike Williamson. We already did our trivia question. So, Nam, to tell the audience about people investing with Pacific Private Money, there's a couple of different ways to invest.
Yeah, so we talked about earlier Pacific Private Money Fund, where investors can invest in a mortgage pool fund, and that pays 7.5% to 8% annualized return. Or you can invest in individual notes. So, you know, our business is split up between those two types of investments. Some investors prefer investing in the fund. Just we make all the decisions. They get a very consistent return.
No, it's diversified like a mutual fund.
Exactly. And then others want to invest in a specific property. So you can do that now online. So we've launched an online marketplace called privatemoneyloans.com. And we're starting to put more and more live loans, loans that need funding today that just came to us. It's going to be a mix of those live loans, but also loans that we previously funded in the fund that we want to make available to investors, trusted investors. So go to www.privatemoneyloans.com, register, and you can start seeing some of the loans that come across our desk that we may or may not put in the fund, or maybe we'll take part of it, but you can earn a little bit higher interest rate on those. But in those cases, you're lending on a specific property here.
I guess it's sort of like for people who either want to buy a mutual fund or people who want to buy individual stocks.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. And, you know, ultimately it could be about diversification. You can also invest smaller amounts. Just be aware that you can get payoffs, with trusted investing. And when that borrower on 123 Main Street that you've provided the capital for pays off, then you've got to go find the next loan to fund.
Versus the fund itself, it just...
Once you're invested, and we get payoffs all the time, but we're also always putting new loans in there. That's consistent. you know, you don't have to go chasing or looking for a specific property or loan to invest in. Okay. Two different ways, you know, both can be great ways to invest.
And get remind the audience how do people get a hold of you.
Yeah, so they can call us at 415-883-2150 or find us online at www.pacificprivatemoney.com or www.privatemoneyloans.com for trusted investing.
And is it PML.com? No, it's not.
No, it's not PML. We call it PML in the office to not have to say privatemoneyloans.com all the time. So to find us, though, you have to go through the entire privatemoneyloans.com.
And then people actually have to register in order to look at the inventory of what you have available.
Registered, so. Get approved, and then you can start looking and browsing all of the loans that we have on there.
Well, to me, it's the sweetness of having fixed income at a fixed income for a determined amount of time, and very little risk. You're leveraged on real estate, which of course never goes down. but you guys are smart enough to know that at a place that makes sense.
Yeah, we just don't say yes to every loan that comes in. I mean, something that we talk about pretty regularly is that we have more deal flow than we have capital. So we oftentimes, we can be choosy. So I'd say we say yes 10% of the time when a loan comes in. So we say no 9 out of 10 times, higher.
You keep your loan to value less than 70% usually.
Yeah. So we, at a minimum, we usually will require the borrower have 30% down or equity.
Or equity.
Yeah.
Keeps your levels conservative. Mm-hmm. Mike Williamson, thank you again for joining us to give us a little information on real estate. Appreciate it. We're going to cut out for today. Here's our thoughts of the day. When nothing is going right, go left. And when life hands you lemons, make grape juice. Then sit back and watch as the world wonders how you did it. Everyone keeps thinking lemonade, but we threw a zinger in there at you.
Curveball.
Or just call people that know what they're doing. To bail you out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could do that, too. Yeah. So, again, if you're interested in investing in conservative real estate mortgage loans, you can call Nam Phan at 415-883-2150. You like how I said that slower? Because you're so used to saying your phone number.
Yeah.
415-883-2150. How about 415-883-2150? 2150.
Finally know what that number is.
That's right.
Thanks.
Or go to pacificprivatemoney.com. All right. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190 or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.